Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by the Vacation Planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And if you want top-notch service and the best value for your vacation dollar, visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. Also brought to you by All-Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality in either a vacation home or condo. Hospitality has a new name, and it's All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm John.
We're from Raleigh, North Carolina.
And we love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 181 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and with me on the show is my co-host with the mostest, Mike Scopa from the WDW Today podcast. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Michelle. You're hosting today. It's a Father's Day gift to me, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Because it's so strenuous to host.
Wow.
Well, I have my Garmin on. We'll see how many calories I burn while I'm hosting. Do you have a shout out? Because we're reversing roles. So.
Wow. Shout out. Well, I do. My shout out is to Mr. Mike Rauman and the folks at the Be Our Guest podcast, who this past Wednesday, I believe it was, they held a podcast-a-thon for Give Kids the World, and they raised how many millions?
I believe they raised over $12,000 for Give Kids the World.
So I want to give a shout-out to Mike and the crew of the Be Our Guest podcast, because I know that it's not very easy to do a long show like that. So kudos, guys, and congratulations. And on behalf of your fellow colleagues and Give Kids the World, thank you very much.
They had some great guests to keep them company.
Yes, they did.
But they also had great listeners who stood up and supported Give Kids the World. So, yay. And the Mickey Milers support Give Kids the World, too. So. And I just found out that one of our listeners actually works at Give Kids the World, too. I haven't even told you that, Mike. So we may have that person on in a future podcast. So today's podcast has been very long in the making. It's kind of an interesting story. One of our listeners emailed me a while ago, and we kind of sort of got chatting on email. And he told me his story and his wife's story, and I asked them to kind of keep in the back of their mind whether they would want to come on the show and tell their story. We like to talk about Disney, we like to talk about running, but we also like to talk about people who inspire us. And that was why we invited Alyssa and John Kivas on the show. Welcome to the show, Alyssa.
Thank you.
And welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and what your running experience has been so far?
Sure. I grew up in Florida, and John grew up in Maine, and then we met halfway through the East Coast in North Carolina, which is where we live now. Neither one of us was really a runner until a few years ago, and I started running in law school as a way to get healthier and as a way to get rid of some of that law school stress. And then I did my first 5K 3-4 years ago, something like that. And then I made John start doing it with me. And then we've been doing it ever since. I'm not as good at motivating myself, and he's a good motivator.
Did you threaten him with legal action or something?
Well, he's a lawyer too, so we could have been battling it out.
Okay, so John, you came to running as somebody who was pushed into it.
Yeah, well, it's one of those. My sister is a big runner. She's run Boston and a couple of those other things. And when she lived with me, I would go out more with her. But then after she had went away to dental school, I had fallen off a little bit. So Alyssa getting back into it was enough motivation for me to get into it too.
Oh, that's great. really nice. So, John, I didn't actually realize you were a New Englander. Where in Maine are you from?
The Auburn-Lewiston area. It's about 30 minutes north of Portland.
Nice, nice. Cool. So, you both like Disney, I take it. Can you tell us a little bit about how long you've liked Disney and what you like to do there?
Like I said, I grew up in Florida, and I grew up in Bradenton, which is like an hour south of Tampa. So I grew up only a couple hours away from Walt Disney World. And growing up, we went at least once a year, usually a couple times a year. I always went for Night of Joy in middle school and high school with my youth group. And I love the parks. I love Disney movies. There was a time when, probably for a year, I refused to watch any movie but The Lion King. That probably, my parents may or may not have enjoyed that as much as I did.
Was that last year, Alyssa?
No, last year was Frozen, very okay. much so.
So did you drag John into that too?
No, it's funny because people always assume that. They come, when people come visit our house and they see all the Disney stuff everywhere, especially it's people who have known me before, they'll look around at the stuff and they'll say, oh, did Alyssa decorate your house? And we have to say, no, John had all that before he met me. He loved it just as much. And that was one of the things that made it clear that we were destined to be together.
Oh, that's great.
And at this point now, Disney World's been kind of where we've had major life experiences. Like, we got engaged there. We just finished up our honeymoon there. We have what we're here to talk about today happened on the way there. So it's been... We keep crossing back over it in our life stream.
Oh, that's really interesting. So I know we have something specific we're going to talk about, but before we get to that, have you run any Disney races before?
No, I am so excited to do my first one, but I have not run one yet.
Okay. So you were both preparing for the princess.
Yes.
Correct. And why don't you tell us what happened as you were heading down to run the race?
Sure. So we were going down for the race and we were driving because I hate to fly. And we were almost all the way through South Carolina, getting ready to cross into Georgia. And fortunately, John was driving and I was in the passenger seat and I had a seizure. And I'd never had a seizure before. I can kind of remember my face starting to feel weird and looking over to look at John. And then the next thing I remember is waking up in the ambulance. So I'll let John give that part of the story.
Well, we were, as she said, about to cross into Georgia. We were excited to run our first Disney race. We were singing along to a song from Frozen. I don't think it was Let It Go. But I looked over and Alyssa's face kind of contorted a bit, and she wasn't responsive when I was talking, and I finally was, babe, what are you doing? This isn't funny. And then she started to have a full-on seizure, so I pulled over to the side of the road and called 911 and made sure that everything was, she wasn't going to hit anything in the car or anything like that. And then I waited for the ambulance to come. And it took about 20 minutes before she kind of remembered who she was or who I was. And then we went off to the hospital, which just happened to be like two exits down the road. And they ran tests because they said this type of thing isn't particularly uncommon. It's not really something to worry about.
And so you're, you know, planning for your first race, but you're actually not near your home having this medical, scary medical thing happen to you. That must have been really, really unbelievable.
It was terrifying. And I mean, I remember asking, we're going to be able to run the race, right? When do we get to leave to go run the race? I remember asking because I was so very excited. I was going to dress up like Ariel and everything. And I just couldn't process that it wasn't going to happen.
Well, you know, Alyssa, on the one hand, I mean, I dressed up like Ariel that day, so we would have clashed. So can you tell us what happened over the next couple of days?
Yeah, we drove home that night. John is incredible for being able to do that. I slept pretty much, and they had me on medicine that meant I was like in and out of
So they released lucidity. You? They released you that day? Wow.
It was about 10 a.m. that we went to the ER.
Yeah. So, yeah, because we'd driven a little less than halfway the night before. So we'd only been on the road for a couple hours when mm-hmm. she had the seizure on that morning. So we were there from 10 a.m. till about 6:30. And then they released us mm-hmm. and said, go back home and try to find someone to do another analysis of it.
Oh, wow.
And then it was, from that point, it was trying to see how quickly we could get in to see a neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm. And fortunately, one of John's coworkers, her husband works for UNC Hospitals, which is very close to our home. And he is a surgeon at UNC Hospitals. So we were able to talk to him and he was able to put us in touch with the neurosurgeon that we needed to meet with, who was able to get us in within a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And then UNC did more MRIs, and the surgeon talked to us about the options. I guess one of my options would have been just leaving it there and monitoring it, which was not at all what I wanted to do. And then the option, which is the one that I took, was to have surgery to remove the whole thing. They also said you could have a surgery to do a biopsy and then move from there. But I figure if you're going to drill into my skull, you may as well get the whole thing while you're there.
Right. So at the same time with this going on, you also have something else coming up on the horizon too, didn't you?
Right. So March, I guess the Princess Weekend was the last weekend in February.
February 22nd for some-ish. Yeah.
So that was when it was that Friday when my seizure happened. And then my surgery was scheduled for March 3rd. John and I's wedding was just May 3rd. So we were 2 months out from the wedding when I had my surgery.
Wow. So John was nice enough to send me some photographs of, and I say nice enough because you just like handled it like a champ. You looked absolutely fantastic. You were smiling. You looked alert right afterwards. You really recovered very quickly.
It didn't feel very quick. It mm-hmm. felt incredibly slowly. When I woke up, I couldn't move my left side at all because of where the tumor was. It was right next to my motor cortex. And so they didn't damage the motor cortex, but there was a lot of swelling in the brain, which when you think about it would make sense. So my motor cortex was swollen, which impacted the entire left side of my body. So when I woke up, I couldn't move my left arm, my left fingers, my left leg, my left toes. And it was like hours before I could even wiggle my fingers. And it was days before I could lift my leg, but it felt like it took forever. Mm-hmm. And they told me that that was a possibility. So it wasn't completely unexpected, but it was still very scary.
So Alyssa, I'm thinking about everyone who's listening, and I'm wondering, can you tell us how long it took after your surgery? Did you feel yourself again?
Probably a month. I would say right about 4 weeks. So my surgery was on a Monday. They moved me to the inpatient rehab that Thursday, and I was at the inpatient rehab for a week. And then I came home and was not doing anything for a week, just home, sleeping, pretty much. And then I started going back to work, and I was working half days. And then I think that first week in April was the first time that I worked a full week, and I still didn't feel completely like myself. It was probably my second week back to work that I started to feel normal.
And during that time, I know you had a great cheerleader.
Yeah,
he did, because he was writing me notes and telling me about your progress, too. So, John, how soon after all this did Alyssa start to talk about the possibility of running again?
Well, I'm not sure if it was the first thing that she said when she came out of surgery, but really close to the first thing was, am I going to be able to walk down the aisle at my wedding? And then that kind of evolved to, like, when will I be able to jog? When will I be able to run? And through, I think, through your help and then with people at Ren Disney, we found out about that Thursday when she moved into the rehab place that they had registered us for next year's Princess Race as a courtesy because we couldn't make it to this one. So I went in to her room right then and told her. And at that point, she said, like, we're going to run that. So about a week in. And then it was a couple more days when her rehab physician.
The physical therapist.
Yeah, the physical therapist. I came around the corner and Alyssa was jogging down the hall with the physical therapist trying to hold on to her, trying to hold on to her belt to make sure Alyssa didn't fall. But Alyssa was like pulling the therapist along. So.
Oh, wow. And I have to say that Jeff Galloway and Carissa Bieler were also really helpful in helping us contact Run Disney on your behalf, too. That's awesome. So when did you start really running again, Alyssa, after you got out of the hospital and started feeling yourself?
So I think maybe that first week that we came back, we did long walks. And I think maybe it was on the second or third one of those, I said, I'd like to try to jog for like a minute or two. So I did that and it was very stuttery because I still didn't have my full balance yet. And my left leg still didn't do exactly what I wanted it to do. I would be thinking, I want you to move 2 feet away. And it would go like a foot and a quarter. So it was very stuttery and I was nervous because I felt like I would lose my balance and fall. But I started doing it and we would go on walks and I would do short little jog intervals. And after about 2 weeks back home, I started going back to our gym, which is a really great gym. And I started doing yoga and spin classes and stuff again to try to work on, if I could work on strength and do like the TRX classes, that would help with the balance. So I started working on those again and it didn't feel like I had, so we were signed up for a 4K, a tap and run 4K, which is one of those where instead of water stations, they have beer stations. So we were signed up for that at some point in April. I can't remember when.
Yeah.
April 14th, maybe.
Sounds about
that
right.
That rings a bell. Mm-hmm. We were signed up for that and I really wanted to do that. So we were kind of preparing for that. And we went and did that, and I finished it, and I was exhausted. I walked probably most of it, but I finished it, and that felt really good.
I got photographs of that one, too.
And I just want to be clear, by most of it, she means, like, she walked less than half of it.
But I walked a lot. And then, so it probably wasn't until, honestly, like, a couple weeks ago that I felt like I was running the way I was before the surgery.
That's really cool. So, so John, the photographer of your life also sent pictures of the day of your wedding. And I got the traditional pictures, but I also got pictures of some event you participated in the morning. John, can you share what you did?
Yeah, we ran a 5K the morning of our wedding. It was, a run that, was, I can't remember the exact cause, but it was started and ended at our local comic book store because it was National Free Comic Book Day. And
the
we
only
figured,
day to get married, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we figured what better thing to do on the day of our wedding than get up and run a 5K first.
That's awesome. And the Alyssa, can you describe what you were wearing? Because I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, I went to every cheapo store I could looking for cheap white dresses. And I found it at, I think, TJ Maxx for like $10, just a white lace short dress. And I put it on over my Nike shorts and a long sleeve t-shirt because it was a little chilly. So I was wearing the little white dress and then I had a veil, which I think was a first communion veil because I needed one with a headband because I didn't have enough hair to put like the barrette clips in. So when I searched Amazon for something cheap, I was looking for veil with headband. And they all come up as like little girls in their first communion outfits. So I think that it was made for someone getting their first communion. So that was the veil that I wore.
It looked awesome. And in the photos, you both have big smiles and because you're running together. And I know another special event later on that day. So that's terrific.
It's been been quite a couple of 3 or 4 months for you guys. So I guess let's look forward to some times ahead. And I know Michelle and I were wondering what races, especially Disney races, are you planning to participate in the future?
Well, we're definitely doing the Princess Weekend next year because we're already registered for that. We're both really big Star Wars fans as well, so we were very excited about the announcement of the Star Wars race. Unfortunately, that's at Disneyland rather than Disney World, which is our home park. But I don't know. I might be able to get on a plane to go to Star Wars race. It's probably sold out.
Have you signed up? Yeah, it's sold out.
No. Not this year.
Maybe we'll see you next year.
Yeah. Or hopefully they'll announce one at Disney World. Hopefully the one at Disneyland this year is super successful.
I feel like it was Mike who's, at least at some point, been one of the people who's spreading the rumors that Expedition Everest might change into a Star Wars race. Well, I feel like I heard.
The thing is, John, Ron Disney doesn't listen to me, so that's not... it just seemed... there are a lot of things that, I guess, to us on this side of the Run Disney desk seems appropriate and seems the logical thing to do. But, you know, we don't know what's going on in their mind, so they do what they feel is best. And I mean, I guess we can't argue because everything has been a success for them.
So, go ahead.
I think there's a decent chance we might try to do the Wine and Dine next year, too.
Oh, that's great. So I'm just curious, since you haven't done a race before, what are you looking forward to about the races? We know it's Disney and you both love Disney as we do, but what are you looking forward to in terms of the whole experience?
I'm really excited to get a medal and walk around the park that day with my medal.
It's awesome. That's great. What about you, John?
Well, I like to use it as another motivation to get up early in the morning to go out and run, knowing that I'm going to be running through Epcot or the Magic Kingdom or something like that. It makes it a lot easier when it's, I'm not in New Hampshire cold, but North Carolina cold to get up in the morning to run. Something like that is a real big motivating factor.
That's great. Well, you know, it's been really nice following your journey. John's taken me along, and I know that, Alyssa, you do have a cheerleader who just absolutely adores you.
He's the best.
Yeah, you can tell you guys are made for each other, because you're just going to take this and kick it in the ass, whatever it was, and you did it. You both did it. And I would love to meet you at a race and give you both a hug and to see you walking around with your medals. Like, I can't wait for that day. I hope that I get to go to Princess and see you do that. And I just want to thank you both for sharing a very personal story, but I know a story that will inspire other people.
That goes for me too, guys. I'm very, very proud to call you friends.
Thank you.
So we'd love to have you back on the show when you finish that your first Disney race to hear your impressions. Do you think you'd like to come back on?
That would be awesome.
Oh, good. Well, please do keep us posted on your progress and keep sending the pictures, John. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
So for John and Alyssa Kivas, for Mike Scopa, my name is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and we will see you on the road.
This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes. If you are looking for the highest quality vacation home or condo for your next Walt Disney World vacation, then you need to visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com, where hospitality has a new home. And by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, nobody can give you better service and get more for your vacation dollar than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So for your next Disney or non-Disney vacation, visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.